Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Sylvia Nichols with the Phenomenal Woman talking to you today about how women on a local level could add and gain information for members of their community or city, and for as that goes, their state. And I want to talk in reference to a person. I never thought about them being political, but they were part of the political scheme of a country. And I'll tell you in a minute who she is, but we will start now with prayer. Dear Elohim, Almighty, all-powerful, all-loving, gives us grace and mercy daily for your Son, who you sent to take away the sins, our sins. Lord, we are blessed in so many ways as a result of that. And today, give me strength to share things that women have done and women could do and women will do in light of less power, in light of not having to vote as men did early on, and as black women not able to vote, nor talk, nor speak, nor do many of the things that they were not allowed to do before now. And now that same thing is being pushed against. Guide us, Lord, as we go through these difficult times. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. And only thing that will save us is God's word. And God, I went to Joshua chapter 2. And some of you probably know who I'm going to talk about. But I'm going to talk about Rahab and what she did and how I feel that that was, what she did was political as such as it is today. Standing up, helping others to save their country. All right? It comes in chapter 2, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. Let me put on my glasses so I can see here. All right, the king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy on the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab. Bring out the men who came to you and enter your house because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two spy men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax. And she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given the land to you and that you has taken on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea, for when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's struggle failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now, then, please swear to me and by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Our lives for you lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully. When the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she had said to them, go to the hills, so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. The man said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land you have tied the scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside of your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head. If a hand is laid on him, but if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agreed, she replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. When they left, they went into the hills and stayed there for 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. Well, I read this because many times women do not forge ahead with things that will help politically. And many of those things that will help would not take as much effort as you think. For instance, people who work the polls, they have, as we've learned in these late years about the pressure that is put on women who work on the polls, or men too, but specifically two women we know in Atlanta, Georgia, who the pressure was put on because they were doing their job and some people wanted to make it otherwise, be like it was otherwise. But they stood up to it. And Rahab stood up to the people who were looking for the spies. And she made, I would call it a bargain, but she made an oath with those men to the spies to honor her after they found out for sure that this was true, what she had told them. And many times when people, women work in politics, they are under a lot of stress, unnecessarily stressed, because they are women. But I think that we should honor these women especially. I'm not leaving out men, but we are talking about the phenomenal woman today. And those women go through a lot because they are women first. And many times if they're African-American, they go through even more because of that. And it makes them fear or not want to be a part of politics. But over the years, we've had people who stood up to all of that. And I want to share something about politics in the neighborhood. Rahab was in a neighborhood, and she protected the spies, didn't she? So let's see what we can do. In our communities, there are groups of women that serve in political arenas, and they get support many times from sororities and Eastern Stars and women, United Negro Women, and other organizations that help to represent other women and other people on the boards that they serve, as well as the political positions they hold. Let's look at our community, our neighborhood. In our neighborhood, there's opportunity to serve in the politics that goes on. Precinct leaders, or just attend precinct meetings and put in your input as to what you think should be done in our communities. Also, serve as precinct leaders. When people serve as precinct leaders, they are able to get a feel what is going on with different members of their neighborhood, because they will hear people talking or they will have people ask them different questions about what they should do in some cases later on when they see those people out in the community. And it just makes it easier for them to be able to help others, help it with information that is so important for our neighborhoods and communities to know. Many workers at voter registration today, they're getting sort of fearful. So I say to us, we have to be sensitive to that. And we have to encourage them, and we have to demand that they get the support and protection that they need to do the jobs that they have to do with voting. Is there anyone on the line at this time? I wanted to ask if they know of anyone in their community who serves, not necessarily their name, but that they serve in a capacity of politics and that they represent them well. I taught a young lady years ago, and she decided later on in life to run for city council. She did it. She won. She represented very well in the community, in the city, and for that go, in the world, as well as in the nation and the world. Because at different times she was chosen because of her position to go to places in the United States as well as to go in other countries for different projects that might have been going on that would affect our community or her community. And many times people had opinions that were not good about this person, but they were not doing anything. That person was a phenomenal woman. She ran and stayed in city council for approximately 20 years. See, in our communities, we have to support our local politicians, especially women, because, like I said, they have a lot more pressure than many of the other politicians who are not women. They fight hard. Shirley Chisholm, she fought hard. She was a hard-fighting woman. Barbara Jordan, she was another one that fought hard for women and women's rights and the rights of others. Many times in our communities, we don't always give the support we need when our women are up front in political positions or just in positions where the Justice Department is. Like many women who have served as judges locally in different capacities as judges, they represent all people, but the fact that they could hold these positions makes them phenomenal. We don't say that enough because we sort of put it down that, oh, they just do a little this, or they're not a full judge, they're a magistrate judge, they're not a full judge. They are. They have the position. And we should honor that and give them support. I don't say we should honor them in the sense that we put them up on a pedestal that's making them idols. We don't want to do that. We want to support their efforts for what they're doing. We also have some who make...
All right.
Oh, yes, somebody is speaking.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was speaking, greeting somebody. I'm at a lacrosse game. And I didn't hear a whole lot of what you was talking about, other than the fact that... Huh?
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that I picked up, you were talking about women in politics. Is that what you...
Yes, I am. And I talked about Rahab and her part as in politics, Rahab in the Bible. Her story.
Oh, okay.
Started with that story. And because she was helping her country and her people. And she played a role in saving her country.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, yeah. You're coming in loud and clear.
Great. I was using another phone tonight, and I didn't have any way of knowing whether it was working good or not.
Oh, yeah.
And then, well, do you want to make a comment before I say something else?
No, no. Go ahead.
And I was talking about the women who serve in precincts voting precincts where they work the voting booths and like, and how they're not paid that much. But they do it, and it helps us to feel secure when we go to the vote, go and vote, at least especially for African-American women and men. And many of the women at my precinct, they are so happy to see us come in because they know that some of us do not get out and vote as we should. So that encourages me and others to ask people, go out and ask our neighbors to vote. And many times you can encourage somebody who might one day run for an office, and it's because you have encouraged them. And I was saying that those women that serve are phenomenal because they go through a lot more than we actually see. We see them all dressed up on different days when they have the politicians out, and we think, oh, they got a nice, easy job, but it's not easy. They have a lot of meetings to attend so they can learn what they can do and what they're not supposed to do. Also, judges are appointed by other politicians, as we know more about now, as we listen on the TV and radios about the judges that have been appointed by different presidents, and that makes that political too, as we are seeing and hearing. But there are women who stand up to that. Do you
want to
ask a question, a comment, make a comment?
No, I was just sitting here thinking about the ladies that I knew that was that ran for office, that was holding public office. They have more compassion than men have, and that's because of their nature. They're able to meet people where they are and help them deal with whatever it is that they are dealing with. And that's why whenever you go into a place, when I go into a place, I'd rather have the ladies in there to wait on me, or I would prefer to go to the ladies to get information. Because they have a different world view, and they have a different outlook on their job, their positions.
Right. I know someone who worked at a company, and they were concerned that their company was not allowing African-American person woman to be on their board. They had an African American man, maybe one or two of them, and other nationalities represented with women, and it was like they were fearful, like they were afraid. But see, that's politics right now. It's everywhere. And that's why I say I'm not just sticking to people who run for office, but people who are picked or appointed for positions. And the jobs that they do, like being local judges, magistrate judges, and they have a lot of influence in the world, or in their communities, or in their cities. I also talked about how the women in sororities and fraternities and Eastern Stars, well, women not in the fraternities, but in sororities and Eastern Stars and National Council of Negro Women, and I can't think of that other organization. When I was growing up, they had a lot of women. It'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, these organizations train women to become leaders. And as a result, they have projects where they get people to vote. They go out in neighborhoods. At least I did when I was younger. Go out in neighborhoods and pass out flyers so that people would vote. And I think now that we've gone through COVID and we've gone through the technology that is available, I think some messages are being lost. We don't have enough opportunities to be face-to-face with people as we have done in the past. And that's something I'm sure we will be working on, because we know that we have to work not against and for what's going on, but we got to take baby steps to make sure we are taken care of. I heard somebody on the news say it's our time to step up. If we don't step up now, well, we won't be able to step up at all. So we need to start stepping up and finding out things so that we know how to push back. And I bet, and I know, phenomenal women will be out there doing it. I will help where I can, and we should all help where we can. And that's the part I mentioned at the beginning of my talks back here a few months ago, that we all have something in us that makes us phenomenal. We have to pull it out and elevate it so that we too can be looked upon as phenomenal, which we are, but we can be even more so because we all have it in us. It was given to us as those who have been saved and have believe that God is who he is and does what he does, and we try to walk in the way that he showed Jesus, that Jesus showed us how to walk here on earth. So it's there. We can do it. We gotta do it. In politics. Do you have anything else to say? Sir? Do you have anything else to say? Hello? Well, I think he's gone. But if there's someone else who's on the line, do you have anything to say? I also shared about Barbara Jordan and how she represented Texas. I would think that at this point, if she were alive, Texas would not be acting like it's acting as a state with their leaders, not the state, everybody in that state, but as the leaders. But we can look very close to where we live and where someone else is living that reminds me of Barbara Jordan, and that's Stacey Abrams and her quest to get people to vote in the last election. Hopefully, and she is a phenomenal woman, and we know that she influenced the election of two senators out of the state of Georgia. Or was it two senators? I know it was one senator, and probably, I'm not sure, the other guy's position. I think he's a senator as well. But Stacey Abrams affected that race very much so, and she worked and had her people to work. And see, one thing about being a phenomenal woman, you don't get out there and do every little thing yourself. You have others to help, and you show leadership. And that's most important, to be able to show the leadership to get things done, not to do it all yourself. And that's sometimes how women get burned out. They try to do it all themselves, and that is not the way it's done. We need to share, not about us. Go and get the job done. And going on to talk about the politics, there are other ways you can serve as such in politics by being on different boards, because that's where a lot of the information is shared, and a lot of things are done as a result of that board for a company that has asked you to be on their board. Some of us have feared being on boards because we felt that we were not capable, but we are capable, and those who have served, they have shown they were capable by the things they would bring back to the organizations. And one of my organizations that I'm in, we have social actions. And that social actions committee makes sure that school boards are attended by our members, and that we wear our colors, so they know who we are, and not just in the city, they go to school boards in the county as well. And that way, when people know you're looking and listening, they do a different take on things. They have to change the way they're doing stuff because there are others learning what's going on. Like I said, the school boards, the community leaders in our black communities, where they are community leaders, that's politics right there. And they bring information back to the members of their communities. Again, like a lot of things got put aside when the virus was going on and then the technology, but it takes looking at the people in their eyes to get a check on what's going on. When you do these things on the phone, even the Zoom doesn't cover it all. It leaves that personal touch off. Gathering to gather, even in our churches now, we don't gather as much. We go to church services, but the gathering of the congregation to the brothers and the sisters to eat together, to share, so that we can share each other's burdens and get information to help us with our burdens. And it sets you up for doing political work if you can start out doing things in your community and church. I'm so grateful that I was able to see as many blacks in politics as I've seen, on down to a female, black female, as vice president. But there's so much more to do. There are people hurting. There are people needing help. And we just have to get more involved. Bring out that phenomenal woman in yourself. Bring it out. Anybody listening? Is there anybody here? Also, when there are meetings of our political parties, I went to one this year, and it was, they said three times the number of people who had been at the last one that was there at this one, at least three to four times as many. And that was a good sign, I felt, because, again, like I say, the virus and the technology has made some of us so lazy about not knowing things and doing things. And it takes workers to do these things. They can't just have a convention or rally. And it takes work and planning. So we need to get out and help. And I see people who help, and they are phenomenal because they get things done. I know there was a lady who worked in a precinct, and she did a bunch of work. She would make sure that things were taken care of. And she is now old and can't get out like she used to. But she did what she could do while she could do it. And that's another thing that I find that, you know, it's not about getting dressed up to go to a party or go to a social event. There are things that we need to do in our communities that doesn't require all that dressing up. And we got to get our priorities in order. We can't let it be that years ago people did what they're supposed to do in politics, and then there's none done in our lifetime and that we have helped to create. So let's begin to, if you have not participated in any way in politics, women, let's begin to look at ways that we can help. And I'm not just talking to black women, I'm talking to women, period. Even when I worked as a teacher, we had teachers' associations, and the women did a lot, most of the work. The school systems were mandated by those associations to do things that would help students learn more. And I don't hardly hear of the teachers joining organizations that would speak to the Board of Education as well as the State Board of Education in order to get opportunities for things they need in the classroom. And for other techniques of teaching, we had to learn different techniques. It was not just one way, like lecture. No, you involved your child, and you made sure that they understood it. As someone told me recently, we had to learn them something. Learn them something. What does that mean? That you teach in such a way that the student learns. So we have to exemplify how we go and vote to those people in our community so that they will learn how to vote. Some people don't vote because they're scared. They don't know what to do. So when we tell them, well, I vote and I'll show you how it's done and give them some steps and get the pamphlet to show the steps for voting, it will make them a little more comfortable. And we know we got to get people out to vote this year. We got to, because we want democracy to stand and to stand properly. But there are some things that were left out that they claim, but it's not so because of their attitudes. And we are seeing what their attitudes have been. It's coming out in the open. And we know now why so many things go lacking, because of selfish people. So, ladies, let's get on our job of being phenomenal women in politics. And I want to share a thought that I read. And this is it. True leaders are willing to take calculated risks for a greater reward. And that's what Rahab did. She took a risk, even though she might have had a different background than some of you complain about and say things about people. But when she had the opportunity to stand up, she stood up. And she took a calculated risk for the reward of her family being saved and not killed. If there are no more, anyone else on the line? Is there someone else on the line? I hope to have more people on the line next week. I'm going to just have to call some of my people and tell them to come out and participate. Thank you very much. God be with you. Shalom. Shalom. And shalom.